Welcome back. Mark Schneidman here. I am my client's realtor. RadioRealEstate.com, 564-1290 is the phone number, 564-1290. We have an update. In fact, coming up in the third segment is Chad Stevens from Chad's, a historical building on Chapala. And we're going to get a history of a brief history of Sambo's and some real estate and restaurants in Santa Barbara. That's coming up in the third segment after the half-hour break. Right now, Ron Wolf, good morning. Welcome back to Radio Real Estate, Ron.
Good morning, Mark, and thank you.
Ron Wolf is a property owner, property manager, rentals. He's in the thick of things, and he was on a while back. We were talking about different rules and regulations, and then just recently I saw an ad in the paper, or not an ad, but a ruling that they wanted to change the 60-day rule back to 30 days. And I emailed Ron Wolf, and he noted that the old law of having to give 30 days notice to a tenant for eviction existed, you said, for almost 100 years.
That's right.
That's something I didn't know. I didn't know they had rentals 100 years ago. I figured they just hit someone over the head with a club and took ownership. Well, that was probably more like 2,000, 3,000 years ago. So 100 years, 30-day rule existed. Then they changed it to 60 days. Tell us why, and why they might now change it back to 30.
Okay. Well, what had happened, as I noted, for years it was 30 days notice from either a resident or an owner to terminate a tenancy. And then in 2003, actually during the legislative session, a owner of about 500 homes, if I recall, or 400 some odd homes in Sacramento, and he was a out of the country owner, decided he wanted to sell all those homes, and he gave them 30 days notice to move out. And it created some real chaos for residents. It was just a traumatic time and bad timing from the owner's side. And that resulted in a law that the legislature passed to require 60 days notice to terminate tenancy. But the law was sunsetted, so in the end of 2005, it was to sunset. So the most recent issues have been whether it should be renewed or not.
Mm-hmm.
And at this point, at least for this legislative session, they were not willing to renew the law. So in January of 2006, it will go back to 30 days.
And what do you think? What do you think about that?
Well, I think in reality, it's not a major issue. At least in my experience, a 30-day notice is rarely used. The typical time an owner would use it is if there were some problems created by a resident in terms of noise or abuse where other residents were complaining, and you get caught in that situation where a resident, if a problem isn't taken care of, can give you 30 days notice to move out. And yet in this case, if you had a problem resident that was creating havoc for everybody, you had to give them 60 days notice to move out. So it's a very limited use. It's expensive to have somebody move out. Typically, an owner would want to keep somebody. So I doubt that it's going to have a major impact.
But right, right. As I recall, the old rule was you couldn't qualify to receive 60 days notice unless you rented for at least 1 year. Was that the rule?
That's correct.
So that, remember you said last time, that kind of helped an owner get to know who this person is, and if there was going to be a problem, they probably know within the first 12 months, and then thereafter they would be... do you think it's a detriment to a property owner if they kept the 60-day rule? Is it a hardship? You know, you try to sell the place, or how often?
I don't think it particularly impacts it in the event of a sale. I think where the hardship happens is more typically to the other residents in the building. And if there is a resident that's clearly creating problems, then it may be beneficial for everybody to not have them living there. And this whole issue probably is not dead and gone. I think you may see it come back in the next legislative session where they'll wrestle with a way to try to make it equitable.
Right. It does seem fair that at times, if you've, you know, occupied a place for years and years, you know, to get that notice, 30 days notice, would be, you know, it could be quite a hardship and a shock for someone after, you know, living somewhere and renting. And on the one hand, you want to protect private property rights, but if property owners and property owner groups weren't insanely opposed to it, you know, maybe they'll keep it alive.
I think that's a possibility. We'll see kind of where the arguments come in the legislative area, but
right.
I think one of the issues that has been a challenge might be where you have some unrelated people living in a unit, and one moves out, another one moves in. They've been there, say, three of them have been there for more than a year, one hasn't, and it's the one who moves in that creates the problem. You know, there are those little issues that
exactly.
they try to work out.
Exactly. But it is so difficult to legislate, you know, every little problem, and you do a blanket rule, and it covers things that don't really need legislation. So that's a tough job. I'm giving you notice, though, Ron. You're not even getting 30 seconds notice. You're out of here.
Okay. Well, thanks very much. Always a pleasure.
Ron, I really appreciate the update.
Great.
Ron Wolf, rental property man extraordinaire. Mark Schneidman's Radio Real Estate, RadioRealEstate.com, RadioRealEstate.com, and 564-1290. We've got Chad Stevens coming up for the third segment. We're going to talk a little bit about real estate and restaurant real estate and the beginning and the end of a national chain of restaurants. The first and the last one standing is still right here in Santa Barbara, California, and you'll be right here if you stay tuned.